Well, good morning. Welcome to worship. We're sure glad you're here this morning. Isn't this a great day to praise the Lord? We read in Scripture, we read in the Bible these words, that we're to extol the Lord, all people, to praise Him, all nations, for His steadfast love endures forever.
Please join me in prayer. Thank you, God, for this beautiful day. Thank you that we have the opportunity to gather together this morning to lift your name on high. You are an awesome God, and we are so grateful for everything you have created and for everything you have provided for us. Thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to earth to live amongst us for a short but impactful time. Thank you for showing us through your Son how we are to live our lives and how to love one another as you love us. We confess, Lord, that we don't always show this love that you have taught us. Sometimes we are angry and impatient with our family members, our co-workers, our friends, our neighbors, even our fellow church members. We ask your forgiveness and for your help in mending these relationships. Help us to be the loving people you have called us to be. We bring our request to you this morning, Father. We ask for prayers for our church as we are in a season of connecting and rebuilding. We ask that you prompt folks to make a commitment to traveling to Rancho Santa Marta in February and that you bring them here to the informational meeting this afternoon. Lord, we ask that you heal broken bodies and broken relationships. Find jobs for those in our congregation who are seeking employment. Provide encouragement and friendships for all of our college students away from home. Be with the Youth Director Search Committee as they interview candidates, and may they find just the right person to lead our active youth group here at this church. Bless our music ministry, Father, and thank you for bringing Steve here at this time. We ask a special blessing on our young friends, Sarah and Joe, who were married yesterday. May their life together continue to glorify you, and may they live a long and happy life together. Thank you for Pastor Kim and her family and for her ministry here at West Valley. We are grateful for her vision, her energy, her leadership, and her love for you and for us. Be with her this morning as she delivers her message. Protect her and encourage her. Thank you for hearing all of our prayers this morning, Father. Now please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
As we prepare for our offering this morning, let us continue in prayer again. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all that you've done for us, for all that you've given to us. For all that you've given to us is really yours, Lord. Help us to be obedient as we give back to you, that the work of your kingdom may be done. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Listen to the words of Paul to the church in Ephesus, verses chapter 2, verses 17 to 22. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who are near. For through him we both have access to the Father by the Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people, and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. In him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 6. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to, one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
If you stayed for the congregational meeting last week after church, you heard some wonderful things going on here in this body. They're exciting things, and they pave the way for a great future here at West Valley Presbyterian Church. And all the things that you heard from all the different committees fit in to a big vision, and I want to share that with you this morning so that you understand the big vision of all the parts that you may have heard about after church last Sunday. So the Moving Forward team and session, and the Moving Forward team was commissioned to create a vision for West Valley, and then they gave their recommendations to session. Session approved it, and now session is implementing it. They've decided that we want to be a church of connection, okay, in this order. First connected to God, because that's what matters, right, most in terms of us doing anything, because we can't do anything unless we're connected to God, unless His Holy Spirit fills us. And then connected to one another here at West Valley. I think sometimes we may come here and not know everybody, or we have our own little groups, so we really want to facilitate more connection between maybe some of you that don't know one another as well. That's why I had you get up and greet someone maybe you really didn't know this morning. And then finally, connected to the greater Cupertino community. We kind of are already in service worship, but we really want to flesh that out. So not only do we serve and lead, but we begin to develop real friendships with folks outside. We had a consultant come in and help us with sort of honing this vision. Kevin Pasquinelli was leading the team, and the consultant asked, well, why do you want to do these things? And after, it's amazing how long it takes to sort of make a vision simple. You have to cut out all the extraneous stuff and sort of, so we talked about it. And we came up with, because everyone needs God, everyone needs people, and no one should have to go through life alone. Right? No one should have to go through life alone. So that's sort of what we came up with after discussing it for a long time. And that's why we're moving in this direction of connection. This begins a series on connection that we'll be going through for the next 4 to 6 weeks. The books didn't come, but they will be here next Sunday for you to read. It's by the same author that wrote I Am a Church Member. So it's a natural follow-up on that. One of the things Jesus said to us was, I am with you always to the close of the age. And it's the last thing he said to us, the very last thing. And I often wonder, why was that the last thing he said? And there's a lot of things that he could have said, right? Well, have fun trying to believe in me. I'm your Lord and Savior. Good luck with that. And, you know, ascended. But he didn't do that. He said, I am with you always till the close of the age. And I think he said that at the end, right before he left his disciples, because so often we can feel alone. Especially if we're going through a hard time, we feel like God has abandoned us, or maybe we know we just don't feel his presence and we can't connect and we blame ourselves for not connecting. All of those thoughts and feelings we have, we feel alone, we can feel distant from God, and that's why I believe Jesus said this at the end of his life, to remind us, no, I really, really am with you. I am with you. And friends, God is with you now, okay? Don't ever doubt that. That's his last statement. And you will doubt it, but I'm just reminding you and encouraging you not to. And, you know, I can go through anything if I know I am not alone. Isn't that the case? It is so important for me to know that I'm not alone, that Jesus is with me, that he's connected to me. That's the first line of the vision statement. I need to know that I'm connected to God, that Jesus is with me and actually connected to me. If I know that I'm not alone, and God is with me, and hopefully one other person is with me, it can mean the difference between life and death, can't it? It can mean the difference between success and failure. One person in my life. I teach at this little Bible school up in Oakland, the Book of Acts, all right? And I go up there just to get myself out of suburbia and try to connect with folks from other cultures and all of that. And the students up there come from really difficult backgrounds, and they always tell me, they said, we don't have anyone who will listen to us. We don't have anyone to talk to about our pain. Nobody will listen. And they don't have counseling services up there. These kids are trying to get their BA for, the school gives them a lower tuition, which is great. But I don't have time to counsel all of them. And I said, I just don't have time. I actually had to tell two of them, I got to go. I can't talk to you. They wanted to talk to me after class. I don't have the time. But one kid walked with me out to the parking lot. And he says, you know, I feel so alone. And I feel like God is not with me. And I said, no, God is with you. He says, I'm going to drop out because I can't handle it. I just have no one to talk to. I'm all by myself. And I said, don't do that. Don't you dare. And walking out of the parking lot, when I'm trying to get this other meeting, we had this conversation. He said, I don't care anymore. And I said, yes, you do. And if you don't, God does. You have one more year. Don't blow it. I was there for him. In this case, it was me that came alongside someone. By the end of the conversation, he decided to stay in school. Do you see how one person can make a difference? Just one person, one conversation. And there's so many people who feel that they are alone. And I'm seeing it more and more. The more connected we are electronically with all our gadgets and things, it just seems like loneliness is on the upswing in the surveys of American culture right now. So this Moving Forward team wants this church to be that body of believers that is the reality of Jesus with us, that we enflesh that reality. And that connection with one other person changes life from being kind of like a solo flight to being a family journey where we journey together. So connection is the key. Getting involved is so important. It's all in the connection. If you aren't connected to one another, nothing else works. Connection with God, connection with people, connection with community is what turns the lights on. And you know this in just practical ways. If I'm not connected on the internet, what happens? I can't work. I can't get information I need. I can't communicate with anyone. I can't get the signal to the app that will get me the Uber car I need. I was in this situation. I was at the University of Michigan, Michigan State game a few weeks ago. What a game that was. But anyway, I left the game a little early because I needed an Uber car, but to get to the rental car that was parked at the hotel because there were no spaces around the stadium, and then I needed to take the rental car to the airport, and I couldn't get on, right? I couldn't get on the internet. And I'm trying and trying and trying, and I'm panicking, and there's all these people, and I think everybody else might have been doing the same thing. And finally, I got on the internet, I got my car, and everything went like clockwork, and I made my plane. But without that connection, I couldn't go anywhere. Nothing was happening. It's like the couple who got on the passenger train, and they found a really nice, comfortable seating arrangement with a little table between them. They were right next to a window that looked out, and they had little pillows on the seats there where you put your head. You know, sometimes they attach them, and they had that. And they had some work to do, so they took out their laptops, and the wife says to the husband, this is great. We're going to be so comfortable here, and her husband nodded. And just as he did, they saw the conductor walk up to them, and he says, "Excuse me, ma'am, excuse me, sir, you're going to have to find another seat somewhere else on the train." And the couple said, "Why? We are perfectly comfortable right here, and we have everything we need." And the conductor said, "I am glad you are comfortable, and I'm glad you have everything you need, but this car isn't connected to the rest of the train. You aren't going to go anywhere if you stay here, right? You will never reach your destination. So if we're not connected, nothing else works out. We need connection with God, with one another, and with our community to get where we need to go spiritually and as a church. So as I said, for the next few weeks until the end of November, we're going to be doing this little book by Tom Rainer, who wrote I'm a Church Member, which many of you have been through now. The sequel to that is a little book called Connected. And because the books aren't here, we're just going to show you a little video about the book so you kind of have an idea of where we're going. And it's just a minute long, so let's take a look.